exhaust the Psalm 130 verse 1 itself. There is so much truth in Psalm 130 verse 1. We would have a time to get through every word. But I want to deal with the thought that is expressed through the psalm and what is expressed in verse 1. Father, we ask, Lord, as we begin to read your word, that you tune our hearts into the truth, the scripture. Tune us into heaven, God, and out of this world. Though, Lord, I'm weak and sickly in body and frame, I pray, God, that you'd anoint me, empower me, and help me not to, Lord, rely on personality or our excellency of speech, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. May the Holy Ghost convey from heaven through me as a vessel to every heart, God, that you won't say it today. I don't believe, Lord, it'll be long. Don't believe it. Be alliterated, it may be simple. But God, it sure is profound what you shared with my soul. You set it up during the Sunday school hour. And God, you tuned us in and got us all tuned, all our instruments. The heart strings we're in tune now through the testimony service. And God, for those who have joined us, I pray the singing that last verse has tuned us now to the thought, God, that you have. Help us, Lord, to be united in one mind and one accord. May we make a harmonious sound and not a vain, repetitious sound. God, an uncertain sound. No, we want to make that harmonious sound.
Yes,
God, we love you and praise you. Ask you to help us to read the word and preach what thus saith your word in Jesus' name. God, we'll give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for your unction and power to preach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll read the verse. You can be seated. Notice the verse says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. You can be seated. If the Lord would help me just for a little while this morning. I'm afraid to touch anything that God's done this morning. I started to go right into message this morning. And thought, my Lord, I want to do what you want us to do, Lord. When I look at Psalm 130, it would be a waste of your time and mine to speculate when the psalm was written. In this particular instance, I believe it is important at other times.
Right.
It would probably be a waste of your time and mine to figure out who wrote it.
Yeah.
Some people say that somebody other than David wrote it. I don't know. Some say that David wrote it when he's running for his life, and then others say, no, he must have wrote it when he'd sinned with Bathsheba, and after he'd made things right with God, and he's longing for that intimacy and that sweetness of his divine presence to fall on him one more time. Surely, that's when he's hungering. That's when he wrote this. And friend, I don't know who wrote it, and I don't know when they wrote it, but I know God spoke it.
Yeah.
And I know it don't matter. Hey,
right.
If you're in a time of sinfulness, longing for God's sweet presence to one more time sit down where you're at, or maybe it's just somebody needing some desperate need for God to drag them out of the pits and in the depths of despair. I want to report in today, he's able.
He's able. Say it with me, church. He's able. One more time. He's able. Hallelujah. I serve a God today who can, not a God who could. I serve a God, hallelujah, who still can today. Woo! As much as he's always been able to. He's a God that still can. Can I say today that the psalmist said, out of the depths. I mean, not for I got in them, but out of them. Now, I remember he wasn't in the literal depths like Jonah was in the belly of the whale, and he was in the depths of the sea. He's really there. But this man spiritually has got to the place of distress, discouragement, whoa, depression. Yes, Christians, you too can get to a place of depression, and you are in a depth place. This man has been to this place, and he said, out of the depths, when I looked in my soul for a little sunshine, I didn't see none. When I looked to the outside for sunshine, I didn't see none. But he said, when I turned my head, whoa, to where it should have been looking the whole time, that's when I saw the sun shining. You see, we are the lake that God's sunlight shines off and reflects to others. But sometimes the clouds is thick and there ain't no reflection on the lake. And we got to just say, out of the depths of darkness, out of the depths of despair, out of the decay, even disease, out of the depths of physical torture and physical sickness, emotional torture and emotional sickness, out of that mess, that's when I cry, whoa! He was in distress. He was discouraged. He was depressed. Hey, would y'all agree? He's down. But he ain't out. Woo! He said, when I don't know what to do, I do know what to do. Can I say today, some of you may be sitting here today and you say, preacher, I done got there. I ain't looking to get there. I'm there. And see what we do. We'll do what the psalmist, if you'll read the psalm, we'll do what he did. You know what he did? We'll get to looking within ourselves. Well, within ourselves, there's no spark of goodness. You've got to realize that God saved you, and there wasn't nothing about you that was worth saving. Except he loved you. Just... you didn't have nothing to offer God. Couldn't have made no deal with him. Hey, don't matter how good you think you was, how you think you wasn't. Can I say today, salvation is all of God. And he wants us to know that. And when Jonah was in the depths, there's one thing he had nailed down. Salvation is of the Lord. He can say who he wants to say, how he wants to say. I didn't deserve to be saved no more than Ninevites. Whoa! He learned that. And when you get low, that's what you'll learn. Long as you walk around, you ain't gone. But when you get in the depths, when it's dark, yeah. Y'all remember when he saved you, don't you? Out of the depths, he said, I cried. Whoa! He's down, but he ain't out. He's got hope. Somebody gonna hear him. He's got hope. Somebody gonna help him. I said he's got hope. Somebody going to haul him up out of that pit. Hey, can I say, I'm glad he hears. I'm glad he helps. I'm feeling better today. I'm glad he hears. I'm glad he helps. I say amen. Are y'all with me today?
Yes, sir.
Fit. Hey, he hears us. He helps us. And he hauls us. Y'all remember when he hauled you out? You heard something like this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'll give you rest.
Amen. Woo. That's right.
Yeah. Then you get to serving him. And he says this, brother. He said this. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you shall find rest for you. So there's rest and salvation. And then there's rest and service.
That's right.
And if you ain't serving, you ain't resting.
That's right. Amen.
And if you ain't saved, I know you ain't resting. But you know what he said?
Right.
Come unto me.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
I know you stink.
Yeah, tell it.
I told him this morning. That's one time I said, nasty Chris. I ain't going to say who. But I said, nasty working in a garage. I had to ride home in a trunk. Sure enough, Chris, in a trunk. In the trunk. 13 years old. If I'm going to get home, I'm going to walk, I'm going to ride in the trunk. And they wouldn't let me get in the trunk until they put a blanket in there. I mean, I'm nasty. I stunk to high heaven. Now, granted, they talked to me on the way home. But I'm in the trunk.
Yeah, I'll tell it, brother.
God ain't never put me in the trunk. I've been stinking nasty. I've been messed up and in a mess. And he's just said, come on up in my lap, son. Come crawl up in here where I'm at. I'm telling you, if that don't help you, you ain't got no helper today. I'm telling you, friend, when you're in a mess and ain't got nothing to help yourself with, you can cry unto God and he will hear you.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Second verse, heard my voice. Whoa! Can I say today? He said he cried. You heard that word, come unto me. Then you might have heard, Brother Tony, look unto me.
Yeah.
All ye ends of the earth.
That's right.
For I am God and there is none else.
Right.
Look unto me and be saved.
Yeah.
All ye ends of the earth.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Right.
Over our numbers, he said, look and live.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Woo! Am I right?
That's right.
Ain't a lot of effort in that. Ain't no straightening out in that.
No.
There ain't no turning over of a new leaf in that.
Right.
I'll tell you what it is, looking.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you look, that means somebody else done all the work. Wow! And you just turning and trusting that what they've done is going to be sufficient for you. That's what the psalmist says. I look in myself, find misery. I look around me and find a mess. But when I look up, I find everything that I need. Amen. Are y'all with me? Can I tell y'all today? He said, look. He said, come. Unto me. You know what I love about this? There's some people that are in physical distress. I was there last week. And in physical distress, it's linked spiritually. I don't care what nobody says. It is. If you ain't been there, you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You say, well, maybe I ain't in no deep sin.
I'm not in the depths. I'm not lost today. You may be lost. And if you're in the depths, he'll hear you, help you, and haul you out. He'll save you. He'll set your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish you. He'll put a new song in your heart. Oh, yes. Even praise to God. I'm talking about God will change your life. But if you can be saved and be in a mess of sin, and I'm going to tell you, in that mess, when the clouds is hiding the sun and there ain't no reflection in your life, I mean when it's dark outside and you see nothing but misery and mess and mistakes, can I tell you today, there's still a God that loves you unconditionally with an everlasting love, and he loves you in spite of yourself, and he loves you, thank God, just like you are. He loves you, thank God, for you as ever born. And he loves you, thank God, in glory. He loves you because part of you is already there.
Amen, that's right. Amen.
That'll blow our mind, won't it? It's the truth. Hey, think about this. Say, ain't there in sin. Well, if you are, it's help. But if you're there physically, it's tied to it. Here you have a man named Job. He's upright. God says to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? Am I right? The devil didn't ask permission. No. God said, won't you try Job out? Then the devil had to ask permission.
Yes, sir.
Well, I preached a message one time on how long has it been since you thanked the devil. And you ought to thank the devil for that story.
Yeah.
Because he let something slip that it helps us. And I bet you he wished he'd have never done.
Yeah.
The devil let slip. Well, I can't touch him. You got a hedge about us. Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
For letting the devil slip up and tell that. That's Old
Amen.
Testament. We're on this side of Calvary. We got it better than that.
Amen.
We ain't just got a hedge about us. We got him Amen. On the inside
Amen.
Of us.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, I'm a little ashamed. I'm so calm. I ought to be running around here a little more today. I'm excited, Miss Rhonda. That he's let something slip up. But when it's done, he's touching his physical body. And he gets to questioning things. And he never did sin. Never did. But he did get to wondering why things is happening. And God had to pay him a little visit. And he said, son, where was you at when I made this world?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then he got to the place, he said, well, one thing I'm happy about is right now I'm on the left side.
Amen.
I'm in a mess. But he works on the left side to move us to the right side.
Amen.
He said, I don't even know where he's at. I don't know where my Lord's at. I don't know where I look to the left. I don't know where he's at. But I know he liveth, and I know he knoweth the way that I take. I might not know where he's at, but he knows where I'm at. Woo! Hey, I'm never out of his sight. I say amen. The psalmist said, out of the depths, out of the depths of my soul, from the bottom of my heart, in the desperate times of my life, when I was a sinner, I called to him. He heard me. He helped me. Amen. And he hauled me out. But when I sin as a saint and get in that same sinful place and gruesome place, and I look within myself for help, I question, if I am saved, then God reminds me, you didn't save yourself to begin with. Hey, I got you out of this thing. I loved you for you. Got back in this mess, and I'll love you back out of it.
Amen. That's right.
And then somebody here like Job probably are physical props begun to weigh you down. Can I tell you today, psalmist got in a pretty bad place. In one place, in the scripture, it speaks as if David did write this song. It speaks of one place, a disease had crept in on him. Now I'm going to tell you, y'all hear me good. It don't matter if you're right or you're wrong, cancer will come after you. Sin will get on you. Hey, news flash, you're going to have a headache after you get saved. Is everybody all right? All right. Don't believe it's health and wealth, prosperity, math. Oh, no. Paul ain't out of the will of God when he's in prison. Hey, John the Baptist ain't out of the will of God. Hey, man. Yes, sir, doing the will of God. Every storm is not a result of your sin. Life happens. Sin has brought things about in this world. Sinfulness has brought things about in this world. The curse is on this planet as well as on us. Are y'all with me? All right, praise God. Don't look around thinking, well, I'm sorry and I'm messing up and my problem is because of me and my problem is because of myself. Don't you dare do that. Don't let the devil beat you down doing that. You just cry out to God when you ain't got nobody else. He'll still hear you. He'll still help you and he'll still haul you out. Are y'all with me today? Y'all believe that, don't you? Look at the end of Job. Doubled everything. Listen, there's going to be times in your life when you need to realize that it was his righteousness imputed to your account that made you saved. His love, thank God, set on you before you ever got saved. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their transgressions unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him, that is Christ, to be sin for us. He became the serpent on the pole. Brother Tony said, I don't know if God let them serpents live for any other reason. After the curse and after the flood, but for cowboy boots. Amen. He said, but I am glad that there was one who became a serpent.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That we could look to Calvary and live. Amen. Are y'all with me today? How he was made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do y'all agree with me today? Thank God that it was his righteousness imputed to you that saved you. His love set on you before the foundation of the world. Amen. I mean, but while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Amen. He loved you. Thank God, with an everlasting love. Jeremiah said, hallelujah, situation, storm, circumstances, and nothing does change the love of God. And by the way, there's nothing going to separate you from the love of God. Not things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did I say today, if God be for us, who can be against us? Did I say today, if who can condemn you? It's God that justifies. Can I say today, thank God, cry out to God in the depth of your despair, in the depth of your sin, in the depth of your physical problems, and God will hear you. Believe that. Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you wonder, what's tomorrow hold? I don't even know. And see, if you look to other people, the psalmist didn't say, I cried to my neighbor. The psalmist didn't say, I cried to myself. The psalmist didn't say, I cried to my good deed. The psalmist didn't say, I cried to my neighbor. The psalmist didn't say, I cried to myself. The psalmist said, I cried to God. Amen. Church, can I tell y'all today that God is able right now, I'm talking about this very service, to save every sinner in this building that will call on him to be saved. Do y'all believe that? I'm talking about right now, God's able to save every sinner that's in this building. Everybody. I would ask you to raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand. Nobody don't have to raise your hand. But I'll tell you this, friend. If I had a physical problem, I'd raise my hand. Do y'all? If you got a physical problem, do y'all believe that God can fix? I'm not talking about heal you. He can do that too. But I'm saying, do you think God will still hear you? Hey, man, when you look to somebody else and they can't help you, when you look within yourself and you get depressed, but if you look to God, you get delivered. Can I tell you, if y'all believe that, God will help you in the midst of the storm, and maybe it ain't his will to take you out of it, but what does it matter? Thank God, because hallelujah, as long as he's in the midst of it with you, as long as he's in the boat with you, it don't matter how rough the wind gets, how bad the waves get, how dark the clouds get, it don't matter. If you'll cry, he will hear you. He said, I was distressed. I was discouraged. But he said, I was down, but I wasn't out. I cried unto the Lord. I wonder how many here right now this morning need to cry unto God. Now I know some of you think I ain't got no right to cry. You don't know what kind of sinfulness I've been involved in. And it ain't even got to be the sins that you do. You know good and well you ain't read your Bible like you should. I ain't prayed. I ain't saw God. I ain't witnessed. I ain't done nothing. And to be honest, if you got real honest, there's a lot of things you done that just downright nasty, dirty. I'm talking about in the eyes of God. I'm talking about we've been cheating on our bridegroom. Are y'all with me? I mean, we've been playing adultery on our amen. Been running around on our Savior. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's what James called them, adulterers and adulteresses. And if we'll just get real honest, things we've been seeing, things we've been listening, things we've been doing, things we've been talking like, if somebody heard us, they wouldn't think we're saved. And to be honest, we've back got to the depths of despair. We don't even know if we're saved or not. But can I say, great, in the depths, the depths, out of the depths, out of the depths, Brother Jeremy, out of the depths, God will still hear you. Jacob, you come on, out of the depths. How many mamas, how many daddies, how many young people, how many mamas, how many daddies, how many mama, grandmas and grandpas, quit waiting on everybody else to come. I just wonder how many here just say, I'm in the depths. It may be physical. It may be emotional. It may be financial. It may be spiritual. It don't matter what it is. How many of you be honest? I mean honest. And say, Lord, out of the depths. Out of the depths. Oh, out of the depths. Out of the depths. Out of the depths. Will you cry out to God? Do you believe it? Out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, the last two words in the verse. Oh, Lord, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Oh, Lord, just say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you ain't got to formulate no fancy sentence. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Oh, Lord. That's what he said. He wasn't just saying to the Lord that he cried to him, but he told us, church, what he cried. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And then he cried, Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, O Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. Thou mayest be feared. I'll just wait here on the Lord. I'll just trust the Lord. I'll just be patient for the Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help Landrum Independent Baptist Church. Oh, Lord. Help the Jackson family. Oh, Lord. Help Michelle. Help Austin and Jacob and Noah Seth. Help Landrum Independent Baptist Church. Oh, Lord. Help me. Help me to be a pastor, Lord. Help me. Help me to be a preacher. Help me to be a daddy. Help me to be a husband. Oh, Lord. Oh, I cry unto thee. Oh, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hear my voice. Hear my supplication. Oh, Lord, I'm glad that you forgive. Because if you marked every sin against me that I've done since I've been saved, I wouldn't be able to stand. But by your grace and through your mercy, oh, there is forgiveness. So I'll just wait on you, Lord. I can't climb out of this depth. I can't get out of this depth. My good brothers and sisters, as good and faithful as they are, they can't pull me out of this depth. But you hear me. Oh, God, you've helped me before. I know you can haul me out. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm stuck in the mud. I'm in the mire. I'm in a mess. Oh, God, get me out. I look around. I find discouragement. I look within and find disappointment. But I look up and I find deliverance. Oh, I look to the around me and find a mess. I look within me. I find misery. I look behind me. I find mistakes. Oh, but when I look up, I find my master. I find a master peacemaker. Woo! I find the one that can. Oh, God, would you do it again? Have your way, Lord. Oh, bless your name. Woo! Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah! All to you, Lord, we surrender everything. Hallelujah. Dwayne, you come lead us in, I'll surrender. Jacob, you play, I'll surrender all. Let's see everybody that ain't praying. I want you to stand sing with us. If you need to pray, throw your book down and come crawling on. Whatever it is, if you've already prayed, need to pray again. Come back, get an altar again. Hallelujah. God loves the frequent flyer to the altar. He loves a frequent flyer. Hallelujah. It builds up bonus points. Thank God, stay in the altar. Pray about it. Grab somebody else to pray with you. If you're lost today, get saved. Let's sing together. 354. Church hymn will stand, sing if you're not praying, please.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him.
Despair, how the depths of my soul, the bottom of my heart, and the depths of my situation.
Forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me.
fifth verse.
Yeah, that's it.
All to Jesus I surrender now. I feel the sacred flame. All the joy of full salvation.
Go back, sing that fourth verse in just a minute. Let me just talk to you for just a minute, Jacob playing. Church, there's some of us in here, you're beating yourself up for no reason. I'm serious. You're beating yourself up and you're wearing yourself down and the devil's laughing at you. If God's forgave you, quit beating yourself up about it. Go on, serve God. He brought you out of that miry pit. And when you found yourself in that mess again, he hauled you back out. So quit trying to shove yourself back in there thinking that you don't deserve help and that you don't deserve sunlight, thinking that you don't deserve happiness. That is a lie of the devil and your sorry flesh that's trying to beat you down. He brought you out. He put the sunshine back on you. So let the sun shine on your face. Walk out of here shouting a victory because he brought you out. You got a right to be thanking God you ain't in that same mess. Shout about it. Don't beat yourself up about it.